Yesterday we are discussing, or the other day we are discussing about how to come to acceptance prior to the practice that the mind-body formations dissolve. They arise without being stationary, they dissolve and dissolve. That is what should be accepted prior to the practice. And then when one undertakes the practice, then one comes to acceptance with experiential knowledge. Then the faith and confidence will become unshakable, strengthened. In the Buddha Sasana, there's no such thing as forcing you to believe something or anything. One has got to believe it by your own knowledge, by your own reasoning. Of course, there must be reasonable cause and effect in order to come to acceptance. So, this also explanation or urging you to come to acceptance is only for your benefit, for the welfare of the yogis. That's why the teachers are urging the yogis to have faith in it, namely the seeing the dissolution of formations. All this mind-body which arises, as for Westerners, some Westerners, they may not say that, they may not believe in such things. If we say that that is the dissolution of, you see the dissolution of mind-body, it may be, they may find it difficult to accept it. But teachers have to explain with reason how to come to acceptance. There is a saying, a maxim, in the practice of vipassana, insight, that saddha can be developed with practice, or the practice can enhance your faith and confidence. There are these mind and body, mind and your body, there's a namarupa, mentality, materiality, which can be noted. And as you strengthen the wholesome mental states or energies such as virya, siddhi, samadhi, energy, mindfulness and concentration, and as the noting mind is concurrent with the object of attention, then you are bound to observe the real nature of the objects, such as the existence of mind and body, their conditionality, and then the universal characteristics of phenomena, namely impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and selflessness. Then leading to the fading, seeing the fading away of objects. At that time, nobody needs to come and urge you to have faith in it. You yourself will come to possess faith, saying to yourself that this is the correct method, because you are observing, you are experiencing the quality of the Dhamma. Thus, your faith and confidence arises. Not only for ourselves, but for others as well. As you experience the taste of the Dhamma, you will wish to spread this experience, spread this practice to near and dear ones. You will make plans how to spread it, how to urge your friends, and even setting up meditation centers, in order to spread the practice of meditation. So with your own practice, you come to acceptance. That is the basic thing. Then you will spread the Dharma, laying down all the plans so that your sadhā is set to have developed from very minor sadhā, minor faith and confidence, to major or stronger faith and confidence, from small stage to highest developed stage. In this way, faith and confidence will develop many times. Such is the maxim, or insight, vipassana maxim, or the same in the practice of vipassana. And that will be proved by your own experience, that this practice of Dharma is beneficial. And before you come to this, you will come to accept that the mind and body dissolve. This is knowledge through learning, sukhamaya jnana, that such a thing is a possibility. And this kind of knowledge is learned in order to develop your sadhā, initial faith and confidence. So in this way, you awaken, your sadhā awaken your faith and confidence. For this purpose, it is the responsibility of the meditation teachers, it is incumbent upon them to give you instructions, to tell you the quality of the Dharma in order to awaken your faith and confidence. In this way, showing the Dharma quality, your faith and confidence is awakened in order to see the real nature of things and thus develop your knowledge, Dharma. So such is awakening faith and confidence in yourself. These are the things you have to possess beforehand, namely sadhā, faith and confidence, that is the first thing, leading to zeal to undertake the practice. Only when you have zeal, chanda, desire, you will exert your energy, activate your mindfulness, deepen your concentration. Because only then, with these supportive, wholesome mental states, will you be able to initiate your practice, your knowledge, beginning with the discernment of mind and body, until you come to the maturity of practice, apprehending the stilling of formations, with the perception of cessation, seeing Nibbana with the path of fruition knowledge of the noble ones. And in order to reach that goal, first and foremost, you need to establish firm foundation, like the builder builds firm foundation for his or her building. So too, in the practice of the high level discipline of mindfulness, ordinary foundation is not enough. Casual foundation is not enough. You need firm foundation. Hence, Shara says, it's taking time in order to awaken your sadhā, faith and confidence, so that it becomes unshakable. So as to the first one, namely Pacheka Saida, accomplishment through realization or experiential knowledge. Now you experience these sensations, your sense impressions by means of your sense organs, namely eye, ear, nose, throat, body, tongue, and mind. You are experiencing these six sense impressions. It is quite obvious. Let us say, Charo is talking, and you are hearing, the yogis are hearing, as a result of the sound waves emanating from his mouth, and you have the sensitivity of the ear, which is accepting, which is a base element, and its wavelength, sound waves are striking your eardrums, causing you hearing consciousness. Now, in order to happen this, in order to hear in this way, there has got to be first the sound, and then the ear, the sensitive part of the ear, and in between the sound and the ear, there should not be any hindrance. If there's a hindrance or wall, then of course you will not hear the sound. So, absence of hindrance in between the sound and the ear, it has to be a space in between the sound and the ear. Then you're bound to hear the sound. The hearing consciousness will arise. So, in order to hear the sound, there are these causes. There has to be the harmony or agreement or occurrence of these four causes. Namely, the sound waves, and then the hearing, the ear sensitivity, then the space, and mental advertence, lunas, manasikara, or attention. So you have to have these things in order to experience hearing consciousness. It's quite sure when these four causes are fulfilled. Such kind of accomplishment is known as pachaka siddha, accomplishment through realization or personal experience, in this case, the experience of hearing. If these four causes are harmonious, if they occur, then you are bound to hear the sound. Nobody can come and say, you should not hear. You will hear it. So, when these causes are there, then you are bound to hear the sound. If somebody comes and says, you must not hear it, nobody can prevent you from hearing it, so long as these four causes are fulfilled. So it is quite sure that you are bound to experience the hearing consciousness, and such is known as pachaka, siddha, accomplishment through realization or through personal experience. So you are experiencing by yourself, by your own knowledge. It is quite sure, extremely sure. Hence it is known as pachaka siddha, accomplishment by realization or through your personal experience. So also, when it comes to other consciousness, such as seeing consciousness, smelling consciousness, tasting consciousness, feeling consciousness, and thinking consciousness, so long as these four respective causes are fulfilled, these consciousness, seeing consciousness, and so on, are bound to occur. Hence, they are all pachaka siddha, accomplishment through personal experience. So, they are sure, because it is happening now, you are experiencing it at the present time. So, inferring this, you would come to a conclusion, deduction, that as much as this happens in the present time, this must have happened in the past, or will be happening, or will happen in the future. Such is known as inference by deductive reasoning, and known in Pali as anumana siddha. So this anumana siddha, inferential knowledge, is not through imagination or mere speculation. It depends on the sure experience, namely pachaka siddha, Anumana Siddha depends on Pitaka Siddha. That means inferential knowledge dependent upon experiential knowledge. Not imagining, not through purposely imagining or speculation. That has to be understood. So, we give you to exemplify it with ordinary example, normal examples. If you find water, much water in the lower part of the land, then you can take it for granted that in the upper part of the land there must have been rain. So because of the rain there is water coming down, flooding in the lower part of the land. So this seeing the flood is the direct experience for the Kasida, and inferring by deductive reasoning, indirect knowledge, that there must have been rain in the upper part of the land. That is the Anumana Siddha. By knowing the effect or result, which is Pachaka Siddha, you can infer that there is a cause, namely the rain, in an indirect way, inference through deductive reasoning. Another example is saying that if you see the smoke, then there must be fire somewhere, a fire in that place. If you see a smoke from a distance, you can deduce that there is fire there. Now, seeing the smoke is an effect, and the existence of the fire is the cause. And by knowing the effect, you can deduce that there is a cause. And the effect of smoke here is the Pitaka Siddha. And the cause, which is the fire, is Anumana Siddha, accomplishment through inference or inferential knowledge. So instead of running to see whether there's fire or not, you can always infer or deduce that there must be fire there. When it comes to inanimate materials, these are not things are not so different in terms of, let us say, the taste. But when it comes to beings, there are a lot of differences. Some beings are knowledgeable, some not. Some are handsome, some not. Others not. Some are intelligent, others dull. Some are rich, others poor, and so on. As they're not of the same status, they're not equal in these matters. It's not possible to be equal in all aspects. Even members of the same family are not alike. So there must be cause of causes. And this cause of causes is none other than one's past karma. If the karma is good, then the result is good. If the karma is good in a little way, the result will be good in a little way. If the karma is bad, then the result will be bad. In this way, there are differences. There are causes for the difference. For the difference. So, judging from the present knowledge that beings are not equal in many aspects, one can deduce that there must be causes, and those causes must have been in the past, and such kind of inference is known as Anumana Siddha, inferential knowledge, or accomplishment through inference. As for the practicing yogis, as they exert energy, mindfulness and concentration, they are bound to see the real nature of things, dealing with the discernment of mind and body, and their conditionality, as they note at the very moment of arising. And then these conditioned mind and body formations arise and pass away. They are not stationary, even for a moment. such experience, observation, is known as Vichaka Siddha, experiential knowledge, or accomplishment through experience, through personal experience. Let us say, when you are going to sit from a standing position, first of all, there is an intention to sit, which is mentality, nama, and you note it and observe it. And as a result of the stages of intentions, there follow the sitting process, the body is sinking down, stages by stages, that is materiality, rupa. In this way, observing this mind and body, nama rupa, through your personal experience, the practice of Satipatthana is known as Vichaka Siddha, accomplishment through experience or experiential knowledge or personal experience. Then there is a course at this stage, that is intention to sit, which is mentality, that occurs in stages, that is mentality, here it is a course. And the result is a sitting process, which is materiality. And knowing them as cause and effect is knowing through your personal experience, known as Vichaka Siddha. And in this way, you see the mind and body, conditioned mind and body, rising and passing away. Stages, you cultivate personal experience, you know it by yourself. That is Vichaka Siddha, experiential knowledge, or accomplishment through experience. Because you experience it presently, namely the condition, psychophysical phenomena, rising and passing away, you infer that there has been in the past these mind and body arising and passing away. They are subject to cause and condition. And also, as much as they are happening now, they will also happen in the future. In this way, you come to observe these, you infer. You observe through inference. Or accomplishment through inference. And the first one, direct experience, is the experience of knowledge, accomplishing through personal experience. And then inference, knowing through inference that they have. There must have been such occurrences in the past. But also there will be such occurrences in the future. This anumana siddha, that is inferential knowledge or accomplishment through inference. And as much as anything happens in you, you infer or deduce that such things would happen in the other. That also, such knowledge also is anumana siddha, accomplishment through inference. So the inferential knowledge is dependent upon personal experience, personal knowledge, not through imagination or mere imagination or speculation. If there is vichaka siddha, experiential knowledge, you can always infer and realize or acquire the anumana siddha. So there you don't need any speculation or imagination without any experience. Therefore, sir, I just you all to stop thinking or imagining or speculating. So in order to acquire this vichaka, experience of knowledge, one must practice Satipatthana Bhavana, mindfulness practice. And even if one practice, at times there can be speculations, imaginations, self-esteem, feeling oneself highly without actual experience, and such kind of inference, such kind of thinking is not real knowledge. It is perception. Pali calls sanya, not penya, not wisdom. It is only perception. So it will be meaningless if it is just perception and not real knowledge. So if one speaks or reports from perception, then one is not sincere and it will be only perception, not real knowledge. Only when you report from your own experience, what you see or observe, then it will be sincere. It will be pitaka seda, personal experience, accomplishment through experience. Then it will be correct. Then it will be real knowledge, which is very important. When it comes to, we come to the such accomplishment, namely, ogabna seda or satya seda, they are different in wording but same in meaning. That is believing through faith or faith accomplishment. Accomplishing that sort of thing is possible depending on the possibility of an undertaking or task. One comes to acceptance. For instance, Buddha has preached the Dhamma. He wouldn't have preached if it's not true. So it is possible that such things can happen, such things are correct. In this way you have faith and confidence. You believe it through faith. Such is Satya Seda or Hukapana Seda. Now in Nibbana is the climax in Theravada tradition, and this can be realized through path and fruition knowledge of the Noble Ones. Such is Pitaka Seda. One cannot accomplish it by worldly understanding. Not to mention through unwholesome consciousness. Not to mention through imagination or speculation, one cannot realize Nibbana. So Nibbana is something which can only be realized through one's own experience, Pitaka Seda, with the path and fruition knowledge of the Noble Ones. So to reach that stage, one must first begin with the mindfulness of every arising object as it arises, in order to overcome these defilements. Then one acquires knowledge in a clear-cut manner, stage by stage, coming to the realization, and then one comes to acceptance that such a thing is possible, that is accomplishment through faith. We have experienced, or we have confirmed the truth by means of Pitaka Seda and Vimana Seda. Accomplishment through personal experience and accomplishment through inference. Now there are things which are beyond the reach of our intelligence, and if the Buddha has said this, we should believe it through faith, depending on the possibility of such a thing. This is known as Satya Seda or Agapana Seda, accomplishment through faith. So if one has only very meager knowledge, but one is just denying the existence of certain things or the truth of certain things, because one is things are beyond the reach of one's intelligence, one cannot cultivate knowledge. One cannot reach the climax, Nibbana at the climax of this tradition. If one denies or refutes certain things because one has just meager knowledge, and there are things one cannot have faith in things beyond one's intelligence through faith, then the practice will be meaningless. So in order to cultivate knowledge, realize the goal, there are two things one has got to do. One is listening to the instructions respectfully and follow the instructions faithfully and activate mindfulness of every arising object. Then you'll be cultivating the three trainings, namely Sila training, Samadhi training, and Wisdom training. In this way, if you only when you fulfill the causes, you will be able to realize the effects. So one has got to be one has to do respectfully, listen to the constructions respectfully, practice respectfully, then it will be worth coming here. Otherwise, if you just have self-esteem through speculation and mere imagination without any substance, then it will be a waste of time. That's all for today.